Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, everyone. To God be the glory. We honor him, give him praise, and truly thank him for what he has done for us, what he is doing for us, and we thank him for leaving us in this forsaken world. Praise to God, the Most High God in heaven, the Most High God in earth, the Most High God underneath the earth. Praise God. This is Deacon Armstrong, and I'll be taking over for Brother Harshaw. We're starting shortly for him. And we're going to have prayer. We're going to have prayer real quick, and then we'll start. The minute it's a ministry, I get thinking sometimes this is not just a talk show. It's a ministry. Not that we're teaching, we're just putting it out there. And as the word says, we have to tell everybody about this thing, whether they want to hear it or not. But God leads us. He leads us to do, say the right thing, and go the right place. Okay, let's have prayer. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we thank you, Lord, for the time that you have given us in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not looking for a big house on the hill or the finest car, the best job. We're just doing this, Father God, because your will is being done. And this is a part of your will that we have to do. And we honor you, God, truly. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this ministry that is heard around the world. Not only in our location, but around the world. And right about now, I'm sure that there are people who need a word of comfort. And that word of comfort is Jesus loves us. That's a word of comfort. But the best word that I can remember hearing or saying is God. We can get saved. We can get saved by God through Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. But we have to give up to the Lord. Profess and confess the Lord Jesus that He is real and He is worthy. When He rose up out of the grave, He rose up with all power in His hands. And I truly thank Him for my being here. I thank him for my wife.
Thank you.
And I thank God for the position I'm in at this particular time.
Thank you.
Most people wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing, but by God's grace, God's grace, I'm able to.
Thank you, God.
We give him the praise. And those who are listening on the line, we thank you for taking the time out to be with us. We thank God for you being able to take time out to listen and also to make comments if you feel up to making a comment. You know, this is anonymity at its best. But this talk is about the Lord. We ask you, God, bless each and everyone that's listening. Bless them so they can bless someone else, Father God. There is not necessarily the way of money passing hands to be blessed. But it's to be blessed with light, help, and strength. Truly thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Lord, find out of you. We ask, Father God, that you help these people in those war-ridden countries in Africa, South America, God, Europe. The Far East, in the United States of America. We need you to intervene, Father God, for your people. We are your children, Lord.
Oh, yes.
We are your children. We thank you, Lord. We love you tonight, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We love you tonight. And as I mentioned before, we're doing this for Brother Harshaw. This last minute, but God always has something prepared somewhere.
Thank you, God.
For us. It's more than a ram in the bush.
Yes, Jesus.
We're thankful and we glorify God in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
Praise God.
Okay. Now, as I said, we weren't prepared for this, but the word tells us to be prepared. Be prepared all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And we don't have a topic, but we have a word from the Lord.
Amen.
And that's the best we can do. He saved us. Amen. He saved us for a reason.
Yes.
He didn't save us just to be saving us. He saved us for his purpose.
The ambassadors.
Amen.
To help someone else.
Praise God.
To know about God.
Yes, yes. And we give him the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Thank him. Thank him.
Yes, Lord.
For my place. As they call my space in the building.
Praise God.
It's not a space.
Praise God.
It's a position in the building. And I truly thank God for what he's doing for me. What he's done for my wife.
Praise God.
You know, we can be stricken down any moment.
Yes,
but God is right there to hold us up.
Yes, he is.
He is. All he has to do is speak the thing. Touch whoever it is.
Yes.
And in due time, we'll see that thing manifest, and we won't even remember. It just happened to us, and when it happens, it's like, well, I don't remember when it happened exactly. But over time, it does happen. We just have to give God time. We have to give his son, Jesus Christ, time. And the Holy Ghost, it works. It works. He is real.
This is real.
He is real.
Praise God.
He is real. And he helps us a lot of times by cleaning us up.
Yes.
So that he can dwell in our bodies. By Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we can't say no. We can't stop saying no. No is negative.
Yes, right.
No. Very really yes. Negative. And we honor you, God. Truly thank you, give it praise. Oh, I truly thank you, Lord. As we say, shalom. It's not just a word that people use every now and then because it sounds good or in the Bible, but the shalom, it is God of peace.
Yes,
he is the God of peace.
Praise God.
He is a lot of things,
praise
but
God.
They're all righteous. They're all holy unto
yes,
him.
Yes.
And I thank him for that.
Praise
it was revealed to me, not by looking in books. I read it in the Bible, and I said, my God, what does that word mean? It's just Jehovah Rapha.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like Jehovah Nisha.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jehovah Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the Lord, I tell you. We love the Lord because we have been through so many changes, so many life-changing events with our health, with the property God has let us use while we're here. But we haven't given up. We haven't thrown in the towel. We have not denounced that there is no God. We just keep it moving.
Praise
keep
God.
It moving.
Praise
As they say, praises go up, blessings come down. But we can't always do that for something that we want.
Mm-hmm.
Let us praise God always.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yes.
Always praise. Because God has He has all knowledge. He has all knowledge. He has all power. And he is everywhere. He is here ministering to us. He's ministering to somebody else way across the world. And he is there for a reason. And we love it. We love it. And I thought, too, I got a little something here real quick, if I can read you here. Pardon me, please. I got a little something written down here somewhere. I don't know where it did, but I just don't know. But what it was about the will of God. The will of God. And it's over there somewhere, but I just touched the topic. It was about the will of God, the will of our Father, which is in heaven. God wanted me to study that thing and find out some stuff about God's will. You know, I know what my will is. My will is to serve God and live holy as best I know how and serve the next man in line. Whatever he needs, whatever he needs, if I have it, I am to share and to praise God for it and allow God into my life to do better things. God's will is what he purposes for his people. His will is being done. His will has been done. And it's for us to give him the God glory. We give him the praise that he didn't have to do it for us. He just didn't have to do it. And we give you the praise, Lord. Thank you. Be the glory. Honor you, Lord, and I thank you. Thank you for the next person online. So what I'm going to do right now, I have a faithful listener. Praise God. I have a faithful listener. Okay. Yes, I have a faithful listener. Okay. Good evening. Good evening, Miss Margaret.
Good evening, darling. Hello, one second. Most precious Lord, yes. My Lord, I come to you as humble as I know how, seeking your help, seeking your deliverance, helping my friend, help my deacon, touch him right now, my Lord. Touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Just touch it, whatever's going on. Touch the whole body, move whatever's moving against him, move it out of the way. This I pray in the mighty, glorious name of my glorious, righteous, my glorious, my righteous, my Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Now, count it down, my Lord. Touch right now. Don't delay. Just do it right now, my Lord. I thank you. And I praise you and I lift you higher. Amen.
Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Just find a little something. I was talking about the will of God. And we thank you for calling in. You are a regular. We thank God for you. And I can get something from you, as you may be able to get something from me. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I did real quick, I looked to get a little something on the will of God. And right here, it says, what is the will of God according to the Bible? Now we can take it with a grain of salt, or we can just leave it alone. But we have to see through things that we are told are true by other people. See, God has all knowledge, so he has it all. So we have to go to him. But this is just going to touch on this real quick. what is the will of God according to the Bible. As it says, Jesus taught the disciples to pray for God's will to be done. He is teaching us the same thing. The will of God consists of things that are in line with God's plan and purpose. Believe
it,
state it. It is the things that God wants, and God is unafraid to communicate these things to us. So, if anything, whatever God's will is, and we are chosen to do that thing, God looks for us. He looks for us to. Here's the way he wants. He looks to us to live a way, not what we want, but.
Oh, yes.
And for us to learn what God's will is. Every day we just don't pop up and say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, we need to stop and pray that God will show us the way. His scripture tells us, you know, lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. And we can't argue with it. We cannot argue with that. We can't.
Amen.
We cannot argue with that.
Amen.
Praise God. You want to talk? Oh,
and I just want to say praise God, either one, because God is working and doing what he said he would do. And I think this is family night for Brother Marshall's program. And I want to talk about the church family, because believe it or not, from Sunday till yesterday, Brother Armstrong wasn't able to be talking like he is tonight, because he was in so much pain that he was not able to do really anything. But through the prayer of the saints, the family of the saints, God have brought him this far. He was in excruciating pain from Sunday all down through the week, but the prayers of the saints, praise God, he's able to be on this program tonight for Brother Hershaw. And I know it ain't for but prayer. God will hear the prayer of the saints, and through the doctor and the medication, God is working through it. And I give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise.
Yes.
Because prayer still works, and if you trust and believe in God, I tell you, God will come to your rescue. We're going to go through some things. We're not above going through trials and things, because we're going to have to go through some things. But if we trust in the Lord, we have to go through, because if we don't go through, we can't be a testimony. But now he's a testimony tonight for what God have done. He hadn't went all the way through yet, but he's come this far where he's able to have some relief. And I just want to give God the honor and the praise tonight for what he is doing, because God is an amazing God. He is an amazing God. And the family of God, I thank God for the family of God. Because when we in that spiritual family, we got somebody we can depend on that can go to God for us when we can't even pray for ourselves. And I give God the praise and honor for that. He's a good God. And he loves his people. And you that may be on the line, on the computer or whatever, if you don't know the Lord, look to God, because you're going to need him. You're going to need the Lord on your side. The Lord, he said, without me, you can't do nothing. Jesus loves you tonight. That's why God sent his son. He loved the world so that he sent his son and this wicked world, And he died on that horrible cross that the world might have a right to the tree of life. And all you got to do is just believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and just ask for forgiveness for all your sins. And he'll forgive you because he loves you. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
And I just want to put that in and let you know that God is a healer. God will heal you when you're sick. But most of all, he'll heal that sick, sin soul. Praise God. So I'm going to give it back to Brother Horsham, maybe on the line by now. But if he's not, we're going to stay on it for him at this
time. Praise God. Praise God.
Anyone else on the line that would like to say something?
Well, I can see God working because when I heard the voice of Deacon Armstrong, I was surprised because I know he's been in pain. I know he's been hurting all week, and I know he's weak. But prayer, glory to God. God has gave him strength to do and say what he said tonight. Can't nobody do us like God. Praise the Lord, because he fixed your fervent prayer of the righteous of all his mothers. Prayer changes things. And I know it does. I'm a witness myself. I can tell you what God has done for me. And I'm grateful tonight because I know God is able. He is able to do all things. There's nothing that's impossible with God. But in order to victory, we have to go through. This road is sometimes it's a hard road to travel. But I tell you, I pray that Jesus walks with me. Glory to God. Jesus be my strength. Because I can't make it without you, Lord. Hallelujah. And he's just glad to hear his voice and know that he's still in the woods. He's not, he's really not well, but he's not giving up. And we can't give up, not give up on God. You may can give up on something else, but don't give up on God because his word is true all by himself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank him tonight. I thank him for Sister Armstrong. I thank him for how he's been working in my life and in my family's life. I could probably write a book and tell you, praise God, as God purifies you and he tests you and tries you, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
He's purifying you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That he
praise
will give
God.
Me grace
praise
and strength
God.
To continue to go through. Praise the Lord. And
not
he's
yet.
Doing that. Hallelujah.
Praise
yes,
God.
He is. So don't complain.
Praise the Lord.
But just ask him to give you grace
praise
to
God.
Go through. Praise the Lord. Because he's already got it worked out, brother. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. God sees
yes,
everything.
He
knows everything. He's got it right. already worked out. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to
it's
God.
It's
going to
be all right.
And I just thank God for how he's brought you this far.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
the Lord. I thank
yeah.
God for that.
Praise God.
We're
gonna
hallelujah.
Work.
We got to continue to trust him. Praise God.
Yes,
yes he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not through with you.
Yes, he is.
And we won't go anywhere until he gets done with us. But meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
God has work for us to do.
Yeah.
And praise God, what God has got for you is for you.
Yes, sir.
And no one
Amen.
Else will be able to get it.
It's
Amen. For you. So trust him. Trust him.
Praise.
Even while you're in pain, you keep trusting in the Lord.
Yeah,
hold on, persevere. Endure.
Amen.
Glory to God. We have to hold on and endure. We got to stand.
We
got to
hold on.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. The
Amen.
Devil is a deceiver.
He's defeated.
He's defeated.
Yeah.
He's a deceiver. And he's
yeah.
a liar. Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he's been
trying
to do
that. God's unchanging him. Hold on,
right.
brother. God's unchanging
me,
him.
By me going through what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the Lord was there with me. I knew that.
Praise God.
The enemy tried to, and I said, no, praise. I had a little crazy thing. No details.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind was all twisted. And I said, I'm going to trust you. I ain't got nobody else to trust. The doctors gave me some medicine for the condition. So when I take the pill, the Lord mercy. We need
praise
you.
The Lord.
Not only the pill.
That's right. He has to do the work.
And as you as the pill, my condition definitely
is
that. And take my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I said, I'm always you're just that good. She's my wife. Take care of me. Now, he was sick.
There's a lot of interference. I can't understand.
I hear that. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
But it's freaking in that.
He put my wife back here. And I'm so thankful. Yes.
I've lost you. I can't understand. I'm sorry.
You can't hear me?
It's bleary and there's a squeaking.
Okay.
But don't use it. It's real loud.
Yeah. I'm working on it real quick. Mm-hmm. But God be the Lord. Oh, goodness.
Praise the Lord, y'all.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord. Yeah, brother, I know.
We're going to put it in your hands now, brother.
Yeah, I thank God for y'all for, you know, like you said, family.
Mm-hmm.
And when I called to ask the sister, her and the brother was willing to open up the show for me because I wasn't back in town yet. And I thank God for it because as family, we down in our bodies, we're going through things in life, some going through worse than others. And we don't know how things is going to come, but we know who is in charge of all things that happen.
That's right.
With God, we know that he is the one that can see us through all situations. We're praying for the family. We're praying for our loved ones. And we continue to look to God for their healing because he is the one that can do all things. All we have to do is believe and have faith, and he can see us through. Sometimes it's hard to sit and wait and see things happen in our life that changes things in our lives. But if we hold on, and at the end, when God has healed us through these situations in our lives, it's just like on the side of the hospital bed when I was going through so bad to death that I didn't think I was really going to make it. But through prayer and asking, did I want to receive Christ into my life? When all the time I thought that I would choose Christ when I wanted Christ. But he was letting me see that I had no choice and I had no say-so of when I would choose him. It was him already chose me. So he straightened me out. And he got me and got my focus to let me know it wasn't you. It was me that chose you.
Right.
But I'm still giving you an opportunity to repent and change your life and turn things around in your life. And when he did, and the sisters prayed for me on side that hospital bed, I received Christ into my life. He still give me an opportunity through my ignorance, through my unbelief at the time, thinking that it was all about me, not knowing that it was all about him. But I found out that it was all about him when he changed my life. I failed many times on this journey when I first got saved, and it was a process of timing that I had to learn my way through read and study. And asking the Lord to help me, because the enemy was always present, putting things in my mind that used to be things. And I had to learn how to pull away from those things. Some I failed at. But I had to turn around and ask God to forgive me and keep moving and help me to let go, Lord, of those things and look to you. And the more and more that I read the Word of God, the closer and closer I began to come. Now, when I first got saved, I seek the Lord more to be filled with his precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And along that way, he let me see that I wasn't ready. I had some things in my life, even though I was seeking so hard because I wanted it. But I had to get some things cleaned up in my life and learn to be better at living the life that I said that I lived for, which was in Christ Jesus. And he healed me. Not yes, only that sir. Time, he healed me through other times in my life. So that's why I say we have to learn how to live this holy life, this Christian life.
Yes, you do. You
and it's not an overnight process. It's an ongoing process.
No, no.
This journey is a long journey, a never-ending journey to try to reach the prize, the mark that we are reaching for. And we have to live it and press for it every day, because something's always trying to get in our way. The enemy's throwing things. Our families is throwing things. People outside of the family is throwing things. And I remember that years back, Pastor Sutton preached, "Who's hindering you?" And she said, "You're hindering yourself by letting people hinder you. You have to overcome being hindered by somebody." It's like the sister pastor last night when she preached, she talked about Paul having to encourage himself. Well, my mama told me that a long time ago, that you have to encourage yourself sometimes, because there's not always going to be someone there to encourage you. She said, but you keep the faith. You keep on encouraging. And the thing is, God will see you through. You keep praying, asking him for his help, for his grace and mercy to strengthen you every day. And you stay in the word and learn of God. Learn of his son, what Jesus did on the cross for you. And she used to talk to me about it all the time, even though I was in the world of sin doing my thing. And I never forget these things. And today I know it's true when I hear the word of God preached, because she told me some things. I've read a lot of things for myself and studied it. And when the preacher and the assistant pastor come forth to preach the word of God, I know the truth in it, because it has worked in my life, and it continues to work in my life. No good that I've done to deserve anything, but through and by the grace and mercies of the Lord, he has seen me through so much. So, brother, you keep hanging in there. Keep your head up. Keep your focus. Yeah. Don't overdo yourself. Don't overdo yourself. And I didn't mean for you to, you know, try to push yourself onto the show or nothing like that. And, but I'm praying for you and the sister. I'm praying for our sister, Pastor. I'm praying for Sister Denny. I'm praying for our church family. I'm praying for my immediate family. Because God is good, and all the time God is good. Without him, we have nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. He has all power in his hands, and what he says has to go. People
That's
can't
right.
change a thing. They may think they change it, but only by the grace and the will of God that things can be changed. You know,
That's
I was
right.
sitting here, Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. The Lord said, if you are careful to obey the Lord your God, do what God thinks is right. Pay attention to his commandments and keep all of his regulations. Then I will bring on you any of the diseases that I brought on the Egyptians. I am the Lord who heals you.
Yeah.
Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. He said, he is the Lord who heals. Man can't heal, but the Lord God is the one that can heal you. Keep your faith and trust in him through the prayers, through the love that's going to be shown and continuously prayed for you. God's going to see you through. It might not seem like it now, but he's going to see you through because he has more work for you to do. And I believe with all my heart that things that he has, like you said, the plans that he has for us,
yes,
good, not a bad. The enemy has all bad against us and don't want to see us come together, praise and worship and talk about God. But we know and who we know and who we want to hold faith to that. So I thank God for y'all stepping in tonight, doing what you've done, because it's the love of family, it's the love of family that keeps us together. As long as we have that love deep down inside, we can continue to stay together as family. No matter who tries to pull us apart, we can hold on. Trust the Lord at his words and his promises, because he's the one, once we keep it together, he's the glue that holds it together, and no man can pull apart what God has put together.
That's right.
So trust him and believe him. And all of his words.
Yes, praise God.
Now I've talked enough, and I'm just going to let somebody else step on in. And anybody else has anything that they would like to say or talk about or anything that they would like to just tell what God is doing for them in their life.
So I will chime in right now. I just want to reiterate the power that we have the tremendous power that we can do anything through and by the will of my Father. He is so amazing. You cannot beat him, and he's given. And to hear Deacon, it is so wonderful to hear his voice. And I've been praying for you all. I pray for each and every church. And it's just wonderful to hear his voice. And I'm sorry, that just threw me off a minute. But the power of my Lord, he's done so much for me. I'm a true testimony. I'm a true believer. I'm a firm believer that the power of my Lord speaks volumes. When you trust him, things work out. When you try to go behind his back and try to do other things to do it your way, it works against you. So just trust and believe. Have faith to receive. It's going to happen. My Lord's got all things. Nothing's slackened when it comes to my Lord. Nothing is short when it comes to my Lord. He's on it. He's on everything every time. No matter what it is, he's on it. And I pray that everything works out for the best. Oh, yes. And he's not an early God. He's not a late God. He's my all-time, my Lord. My precious, glorious, generous Lord, he added him.
He is all that we need.
Yes,
and
sir.
Continues to do everything to take us through situations in our lives. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 3 says, Now when Jesus had come down from the mountain, large crowds followed him, and a man with a skin disease came, kneeled before him and said, Lord, if you want, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched him, saying, I do want to become clean. Become clean. Instantly, his skin disease was cleansed. Chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. So Jesus can. The man already had that faith that he know that Jesus could if he wanted to.
Yes.
So that's the reason why we got to have that faith, because we know these things, that he can do all things. He can do the impossible. He can continue to do things that we could never imagine that he could do for us. Keep the faith and hold our heads up. You know, I thank him for salvation. I thank him for salvation because he gave me an opportunity when I didn't have an opportunity. Living the life that I had, I was living a life of sin. It was a good or a fun way to wave for me, and it was a hard way. But he brought me in and gave me an opportunity. So with him, all things are possible. We just have to hold on. We just have to trust. And we just have to depend on him, because he is able. He can and he will. He can and he will. Hold on. Don't let go. Don't let go. Praise the Lord. Anybody else like to say anything?
What you had just said, hold it on and don't let go. You know, they get caught up in situations sometimes. Situations dealing with ourselves, our immediate family, life and kids. And it's like, you know, what is this going to stop? You know, we believe that God, he's got everything. Let things go just to see how we're going to take it, or how long are we going to through this thing. Because I have it went new. And, you know, it's like everything's going good, no problem. You know, we're going to get along for a place. We enjoy each other. We visited other churches. You know, we witnessed to people all over the place. And, you know, you get stricken down with something. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I was doing pretty good with that. You know, I was doing the will of God. But it's not just because I'm doing the will of God. It's because I have to go through something in order to let somebody else know how it is. And it's not necessarily the same thing all the time, but there's something coming down the pike to whereas we just got to deal with it. You know, we definitely have to deal with it. And as we deal with it, we have time to think, not necessarily figure this thing out, but to think and say, well, why, you know, you put this on me, I'll trust you anyway, you know.
Yes.
The pain, like the pain sometimes goes through your whole body from one
place.
And, you know, it's like, well, Lord, I've done what you asked me to. You know, I've been faithful. But I realize and remember, you know, that I have to do what I have to do. Just like Paul. They stoned him and stoned him outside the gate, left him outside the gate of the city. They stoned him real bad, and they left him for dead. But he got up, and he journeyed to another town, I believe it was 60 or 90 miles away, after they stoned him, trying to kill him. And, you know, that comes to my mind. How can he handle that? And here I am. I got a little bit of pain. I'm laying down. But, you know, I haven't been, I haven't gotten to the point where I'm going to die and get up and able to go somewhere to preach the word of God, you know. And that just, I think of that a whole lot. What he went through. He went through. They almost didn't kill me. He got up. He got up, and he went still with the people. That really gets me, you know.
Oh.
But what we have to realize,
yeah,
it's a time and a process for everything.
Yes, sir.
We have to realize when God has given us something and taken us through a test or a trial,
Right.
Or the situations of everyday life that we may come before, and we see it as a hard situation sometimes, in which it is.
Yes,
we have to realize that it takes time, and we have to realize that that time has to be done in the right way. We can't over push ourselves when we're in a situation of the sickness that comes on us, because God has a set time for each and every one of us for when the healing comes, when the strengthening comes in your body. And what we have to look at too, sometimes God is letting us go through these situations because we're going through the pain, but we need that rest from overdoing sometimes that we do in life every day.
My God.
It's a thing that we suffer through sometimes.
Yeah.
But God is wanting us, when we're able to do, not to overdo our bodies. And listen to our bodies when it's time to take that rest.
Yes,
I do it. We all do it.
Mm-hmm.
We go through these situations sometimes to where we overdo ourselves. And like I told Mars, I got on to both of them about doing things, overdoing themselves. They broke down and they're tired and they're hurting. Well, the Lord spoke to me about that situation.
Okay.
And he let me know I'm getting on to them. But what was I doing? I'm doing the same thing and not practicing what I was preaching.
Amen.
So you know what I had to do? I had to go to my aunt and let her know about it. I had to ask the Lord to forgive me. Because I'm telling them something, and which it wasn't that I was telling them wrong or anything, because I wanted to see the best for them. But at the same time, I wasn't doing it. So why in the world was I going to step up and keep getting on them, and then I keep on ripping, running, doing and everything, and God speaking to me about what I'm not doing? So I had to let it be known. I had to repent. I had to ask the Lord to forgive me, Lord, because I'm overdoing too. But I had to come to realization that I was, and it took the Lord to open up my eyes and understanding to realize what I was doing. So it wasn't no use of me getting on to them if I wasn't going to do it, because it wasn't working for me to do the right thing, and I wasn't doing it. So that's what we have to look at. When we get on somebody about something, the first thing we need to do before we open our mouth and say anything, look at self.
Right.
At self. Am I doing what I'm trying to tell somebody else they need to do?
Amen.
If I'm not, I don't need to tell them.
Right.
I was telling them because I loved them. I didn't want to see them go through. But the thing is, God was letting me know he knew that I loved them and I cared for them. Are you practicing what you're preaching? You're telling somebody something and you're sitting there doing the very same thing, wearing yourself down, hurting and pain, and you're going through. But yet still you're trying to tell them something to stop doing. Well, it was a learning experience for me because people say, well, I wish God would speak to me. If you listen to what God is saying within your heart and mind, he will speak to you and bring things about to where you know that it's him, because the enemy ain't going to tell you nothing good. He ain't going to tell you nothing to encourage nobody. He's not going to tell you anything about yourself. He don't care if you wear yourself out till you drop over.
Right.
But we have to realize that we have to take care of ourselves before we can tell anybody else to take care of themselves.
Amen.
Amen.
I can get on my aunts because I know how they are. But at the same time, they can turn right back around and get on to me and say, brother, now you getting on to us about this now, are you doing what you're supposed to do? And I'd have to say, no, ma'am, because I know that I wouldn't. So it's a learning process that we go through. We love, but we still have to learn. We still have to be obedient. We still have to be thinking about things in everybody's life as well as our own. Like Bishop says, we have to observe our own lifestyle before we can look at what somebody else is doing and tell them. So like I said, it's a process. And God knows, because if he didn't, he wouldn't let us know.
Yes, sir. So
I'm thankful for family, simply because family cares. But family have to realize that they have to look at self first and make sure self's doing what self have to do before we speak out on what somebody else is doing.
That's right.
So I had to learn that. I've learned it, and I understand it now more clear than I ever have when God let me know.
Right.
If he hadn't let me know, I'd still be carrying on getting on my aunts. I drive by and I see my aunt showering out there in the yard. That woman go overworking herself again.
Yeah.
I got on her. I told her. Then there goes Aunt Allie, and I see her out there running and hooping and going on. I told her.
Then
goes old brother Horseshoe ripping and running, doing the same old thing. Did you tell yourself? Because you're doing it. Everything's a process. That's just like living for Christ. It's a process. We learn daily.
Day to day. That's right.
Minute by minute, second by second.
Yeah.
How to live, how to do things. So when we get in God's word, it even gives us more to do, more to learn, more to think about, to be more considerate.
That's right.
To be more thinking about others. We want to serve, to help.
Others.
Not to complain and get on to people. We want to serve them and help them the best we can. So maybe when she's out there doing something, maybe I ought to stop by and talk to her a little bit. If I sit and I just talk to her a little bit, she'd get that little break in between from talking to me.
Yep.
I won't have to tell her, aunt, you need to slow down. I can sit there and talk to her enough that she do slow down.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's a certain way we have to go and think about these things. Because God has everything in order and in control for his people. And he knows what it takes. And he knows how to work in their lives.
Yes.
He knows how to put the right thoughts in them. But it's an ongoing process that we learn from.
Yes.
So anyone else have anything they want to say? We got.
Well, I want to say right quick, Brother Marshall. I want to say right quick, you know, I've been through the fire. And I realize as I read and study the word that God has been purifying me. So I ask God to help me, help me, and to give me strength to go through and give me grace to endure this purification. Because God purifies us as silver and gold is purified by fire.
Yes.
And it burns off. It brings up all the old bad stuff, you know, that's in it. And it comes to the top so that they can get it off. And once they get all that out, you can. It's just as clear as it can be. So
sure
I said, Lord, purify as you purify me, because he purifies
Amen.
Us through our trials and things that we go through. Is the process of purification, and that and we have to understand that God knows what He's doing, and ask Him to help us. Because the Bible teaches us to wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He'll strengthen our heart. God will give us strength because He's the source of our strength.
Yes, He will.
And
yes,
He will take us through. But it's not going to be easy. But we
will
make it by His grace if we continue to believe and trust and hold on.
So true.
Hold on. So I say this to my brother-in-law. Hold on. God is God. His hands on you. He's working. He's working in your life, and He's going to see you through this. He's already got
you. Yes, He will. Yes, He does.
You just have to get to that point. Praise God.
Amen.
But you just continue to trust Him, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. You're going to make it. It will
be
all right, because Jehovah Rapha is the God that healeth all of
Hallelujah.
Our diseases. Praise God. He's able.
Yes, He's able.
Yes,
He's able. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm
yes.
a witness. Oh, yes.
Me
Glory
too.
To God.
Me too.
Thank you,
Jesus. I know He is. And I know
Thank
He can.
Lord. I know He is. So be encouraged.
Praise the
Glory
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord.
Because the Bible says, in our patience, possess ye our souls. Glory to God. Stand. Glory to God. He will sustain you.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
We're praying. We're praying and believing. I'm
yes,
praying.
We are. Not giving up, not letting go.
No.
No, we
all
can't.
We know,
can't do that. Come too far. Mm-mm.
Amen.
Can't
you
do
ain't
that.
Turn back.
Thank
don't
you.
Don't want to turn back. Don't
no,
even
I
want to think
either.
Of it.
No.
It's been too good and done too much for me to even
Praise
think
the Lord.
About it.
Amen. I know He has.
Yes, He
Praise
has.
God.
He let
thank
me,
you for all He's done for me.
Get a taste
Glory
of Him and find out how good it was.
Because if it wasn't for Him, we couldn't make it.
We couldn't.
We can't make it without Him.
Wouldn't have no opportunity in the world.
We would have never made it.
And we're still going through. And He's just
and
taking us through step by step.
Yep, yes.
Step by step.
Amen.
So we have to realize that we have to take it step by step. However He leads, however the big or big the step may be, we have to take it His way.
That's
he
right.
may not want you to take that full step now.
Yes, Lord.
But however the step may be, trust Him and hold on to His grace and mercy, and He will in due time.
That's
believe
true.
That with all my heart, because I like the sister said, she's experienced, she's a witness, and I am too. So to God be the glory. We thank God for each and every one, for all that you've done, all that you continue to do to help us with this program, with this online program and everything, the callers, the listeners, and everybody, because God knows what we need at the time we need
Amen.
Amen. If it wasn't for him, he wouldn't have us at the designated place that he has us tonight. He has us all here for a reason.
That's right.
And because of him, he's going to make everything all right, because it's already said and done. Through him, all things are possible.
That's right.
And I believe tonight, and I'm holding on tonight and not giving up. So each and every one, like you said, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves.
We do.
But while we're encouraging ourselves, hold on and trust in the Lord, because he is our strength, our help in a present time of need. Only he. Don't lean to your own understanding.
That's right.
Lean on him. He said he cares upon him. Not some of them. Cast all your cares upon him and just let him work it out for you. But hold on and not give up. We love each and every one of you. We thank God for you. And with that being said, shalom. Have a blessed night.
Shalom. Have a blessed night.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love y'all too.
Sure.
Love y'all.
Bye-bye.